What's going on, guys? Welcome back. Another edition of Beers Daily Fantasy Six Pack. Welcome into the Fantasy Bar. Today we're talking NBA hoops, talking FanDuel, six of my favorite plays over there on the night. So let's get right into things here. Nice big slate for us. Let's start at the shooting guard position. Dennis Schroeder, 6,400. Now, no Russell Westbrook. We know that tonight. That makes Schroeder a lock for me. He's going to play some two, going to play some one. More usage, the ball in his hands that much more. But we know Russell Westbrook commands so much usage, it's going to spread around to quite a few guys. But I think Schroeder is going to be one of the main benefactors here. And the matchup, about as good as we could ask for. Cleveland, bottom five, whether he's playing the one or the two. So gets a good matchup either way. So you add up the matchup, you look at the price, you look at no Russell Westbrook. I don't think there's any reason to overthink it here today. He will be popular in tournaments, no doubt, but cash games, he's a lock for me. In tournaments, still going to have a lot of exposure in this matchup at 6,400. All right, let's go to the point guard position. Spend some money here on Kyle Lowry, 8,800. Now, Kawhi Leonard, I'm not sure if he's going to play or not as of this recording, but I like Lowry regardless. Even if Kawhi is in there, still a guy that I'm going to target. If Kawhi's out, we know this guy gets a bump and takes over as the primary offensive force for that Toronto Raptors team. But been a great distributor here. Double-digit assists in nine straight games for Kyle Lowry. The Kings absolutely struggle with the point guard position. Fourth most fantasy points allowed to the position. So as good as De'Aaron Fox has been offensively, he's been equally as bad defensively. Let's take advantage of it with Kyle Lowry tonight at 8,800. All right, to the center position, save you a little bit of money here with Bam Adebayo, 5,600. Now, obviously, we're keeping a close eye on Hassan Whiteside throughout the day. I'm not expecting him to play tonight. If he's in there, we'll come back. We'll make the adjustments. But I think Adebayo going to get another start here. And the matchup may be one that people look at and they stay away. You know, San Antonio, one of the better defensive teams in the league, no doubt. But Paul Gasol is out. You're going to have some backup bigs in there. And I think it's a matchup that Bam can take advantage of. When he's been given starters minutes in his career, this guy has generally put nice numbers on the board for us. So 5,600, we need about 25 to 30 out of him in our cash games. Certainly think he can do that and upside in tournaments as well. Don't let the matchup scare you away. If he's starting, he needs to be in your starting lineup at 5,600. All right, back to the shooting guard position with DeMar DeRozan, 9,200. So you take Rudy Gay out of the lineup. You take Paul Gasol out of the lineup. And DeMar DeRozan this season, in a very limited sample, no doubt, but an absolutely insane 42.7% usage rate without those guys there. Over 60 fantasy points three times in the last seven games for DeMar DeRozan. And Miami, another team, yes, they're good defensively, but not against the shooting guard position. And old man Dwayne Wade, as much as I love him, is going to provide little to no defense and little to no resistance here against DeMar DeRozan. Pay that number, 9,200, in a better matchup than people realize for DeMar DeRozan. All right, to the power forward position, pick number five, Dom Sabonis, 6,100. So love this matchup here, and a lot of people, they're not going to roster a guy coming off the bench. I think that's a mistake here with Sabonis. The Sixers not only giving up the most fantasy points per game to the power forward position, but also the most rebounds. They've been getting destroyed on the glass, and I understand he's going to play a lot of minutes at center and match up with Embiid, and maybe that's not an ideal matchup, but when he gets anybody else, he's going to certainly be able to take advantage of the matchup. And 29 or more fantasy points in three of his last four games. The minutes and the production all going the right direction. Arrows pointing up on Sabonis. They're starting to realize this guy's pretty good. Let's get him some minutes. And I think that continues here. They're going to need his size in this matchup. I think you're paying a very fair price, probably a little underpriced here, to be honest with you. Let's take advantage with Sabonis at power forward at 6,100. All right, it's time. Let's take a look at my favorite play. We call him the Beast of the Night. All right, Instagram, let's take a look at my favorite FanDuel NBA play of the night. We call him the Beast of the Night. Now, we mentioned how much usage Russell Westbrook takes up. We know that. I don't have to tell you that. Schroeder, definitely a guy that can take advantage of that. But I think Paul George, the big benefactor here, gets an almost 5% usage bump without Westbrook on the floor. And you want to talk about consistency, has only been under 40 fantasy points three times this season. And those three games still gave you over 30 fantasy points. So it gives you a great combination of a cash game floor you can feel good about, that he's most likely going to get you into the 40s. That's what the numbers show us. And the ceiling there without Westbrook reaches into the 50s, the 60s, potentially into the 70s. Give you a little peek behind the pit wall here. But in our lineup HQ, Paul George projects tonight for the highest floor and the second highest ceiling of any player on this slate, not named Anthony Davis. So it's great company to be in here. A tool you definitely need to get and take advantage of. If you're a premium member, you already know this information. If not, get signed up. But add all that together, Paul George, a tremendous option tonight. Easily my favorite play on FanDuel and tonight's beast of the night. All right, guys, that wraps up here for Wednesday night in NBA Hoops. If you have any questions, comments, want to talk about your lineup, feedback, whatever it is, guys, hit that comment section. You can also reach out and follow me on Twitter, at BeerMakersFan, and don't forget, subscribe to the RotoGrinders YouTube channel. Speaking of YouTube, like I always say, guys, you have a good time here in the Fantasy Bar. Take a second. No tip required in this bar. Just hit that thumbs up button, guys. Means a lot to me. Helps us out, and I appreciate, as always, you guys for checking out the video for RotoGrinders.com. I am Bear saying salut. Best of luck in NBA Hoops tonight. That'll be a wrap for NBA for this week. We'll turn our attention to the NFL. FanDuel NFL six-pack will be out today. DraftKings six-pack will be out tomorrow. Keep an eye out for that, guys. Good luck tonight in NBA, and we'll see you.
With the NFL season started, we are proud to announce the launch of a brand new sports betting community and mobile app called SharpSide. In the app, you can find and track all your favorite bets through a really fun swiping experience, and then read up on advice about different bets that's been posted by members of the community, or even post your own advice. You can use the leaderboards to see who is the best sports bettor across different sports and different types of bets, and try to make your way all the way to the top. On SharpSide.com, you'll find tons of great sports betting content from our group of experts, and we'll be running sports betting contests all NFL season long where you can win real cash prizes. The app is available for iOS and Android, so head on over to your app store and download today. And remember, you always want to be on the sharp side.